Hello, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. We're going to do a product show today, and we're going to talk about some different types of clickers for clicker training. We're going to talk about water bowls, and we're going to talk about cars.
Wow, there's a spectrum.
I know.
So we're starting with clickers, are we?
Let's start with clickers. So what got us talking about that, folks, was that we've decided to start doing some clicker training with their dogs because we're doing obedience work. No, I'm sorry, not obedience work. We're doing agility work. I did obedience. I didn't learn anything.
Alrighty then.
Sorry, it's a spring day and we're both giddy.
Just a little, yes.
So we're doing agility training, and I want to start using the clickers for some of the spot training when they come off of an event. We use a marker, basically, with a treat on it. So I started looking for those yesterday, and I found some that I really didn't like. I have rather large hands and kind of, stubby fingers at some point. And I couldn't, a lot of the ones I found, just you couldn't get your thumb in there fast enough, and it was just very unuseful, non-useful. I'm having a heck of a time.
A little bit uncoordinated.
Yeah, a little uncoordinated. Okay. But anyway, I couldn't get my thumb into it because I've got big thumbs. So that made me think that we should talk about the different types of clickers, and then that's where we are now. We're talking cool. about clickers.
Okay, well, as it happens, my four-year-old lab, Murphy, I clicker trained him from the time he was 8 weeks old. I've got his pal at home, Miss Cody, who is 8 years old, and I trained her the standard way. And they're both very bright labs. They're both very well-trained labs, but I will tell you... I just spit on myself. Sorry.
Oh, well. Wow, spring is here.
At any rate, of the two dogs, Murphy is far and away the best trained. Clicker training is pretty phenomenal. And what I like for what you're about to do with your dogs with agility, if you don't use a clicker to train your dogs from go like I did with Murphy, but when you want further on very specific or nuanced behaviors, a clicker can be fabulous for that. Because at the moment you click, that is what you're trying to get your dog to do on a regular basis. And we use it a lot training therapy dog behaviors and service dog behaviors. Mm-hmm. If I want to teach Murphy to put his chin on my knee, I do it a step at a time. Maybe initially his head's just going toward my knee. I click that. And then ultimately, when his chin is on my knee, I click for that, and I give it a name. And for him, it would be like, say hello, Murphy, and he puts his chin on somebody's knee. Mm-hmm. it can be something with their paws, something with their noses. Clickers are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I think it'll help a lot. I mean, Suri's, we've gone through a lot of training, and she's pretty good with tricks. But with this, we want to make sure when they're coming down off of a obstacle that they're planting correctly, and there's areas that you have to touch on the way down and or on the way up, depending on what the event is. But it just seemed to make sense. Like I said, I just wanted to find one that not only fit me, but it fit the dog, so they would respond to it. So we clicked some different ones.
Now, what is that particular one that you have?
Well, this is from StarMark. It's just a StarMark clicker, and it's sort of a large teardrop shape with a big button in the middle.
Why don't you click it for the folks so they can hear it? Okay, so here's something called an eye clicker, and here's a box clicker. So you can see we have three different levels of noise. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons for that, some dogs freak out over the loud box clicker. They just don't like it. And you're not going to be able to train a dog with a clicker if they're afraid of it. So that's why we have the eye clicker, which is barely audible. The other thing about the eye clicker is you can put it on the floor and you can click it with your foot if you need both hands.
I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Okay, so what else, Terry?
Well, some of the cheaper ones that we were looking at were similar in sound to the box clicker that mm-hmm. you have, but they're starting to make them in these cutesy shapes. And
not terribly functional?
No, they're not very useful, but they're pretty to look at. And this bone-shaped one was just so narrow, some of the ladies might be able to use it or a child, but a man's thumb will not fit in that. And I just can't, for a dollar more, I got a really good clicker.
Cool.
So My point being here, I think, is check out the different ones that are available. Most places carry two or three. Listen to the sound. Have your dog with you to see which ones they perk up to.
Or that they shy away from.
Or shy away from, yeah.
Exactly. And just one other little piece of information about this. I was working with a dog recently who, in fact, it was Winston. The clicker scared the heck out of him.
Oh,
yep.
Really?
I mean, he backed off. He wouldn't come near me after I clicked a couple of times. So one of the options, what a clicker does is it marks a behavior. You can use a word or a non-word instead of a clicker. And I did this with Cody Girl when she was almost a year old and I was training her for search and rescue. I could not get a watch me out of that dog for love nor money. So I went to a local trainer who was a clicker trainer, bought an hour of her time. I'm like, you got to help me here. This dog will not look me in the eye. And since I wasn't at that point going to use a clicker, she said, well, use this. Yip. Y-I-P. Yip. You can say it quickly and high-pitched. It's very short, and it's not a word that you use in everyday language. I will tell you, it worked so beautifully. The first watch me that I got from Cody was probably a quarter of a second. It was just like, just barely made eye contact, but I yipped. Probably within 3 days, I had her watching me using that marker.
That's cool.
And now, if we had a doggy watch me contest, she'd probably win it. Because now she will watch me until I release her.
Wow.
For minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes on end.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's impressive.
So yeah, I think they're a great tool. When I've taught obedience classes, what I find at the beginning for many people, when you're doing positive dog training, you've got to deal with the dog, the leash, the treats, and learning a new language and how to train a dog. Adding a clicker to that can be really difficult for some folks. They're like, I don't have three hands. I only have two hands. So what you might want to do is, you know, get the basic obedience skills like Terry has done with Surrey. And then if you want to do more with your dog, add the clicker at that point.
Yeah, I think it'll help. Take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So we'll revisit this in the future. I want to know how Surrey's doing with it.
Yeah, we'll definitely. And actually, sooner or later, we'll get some pictures of them, both Surrey and Sparky, in agility classes. We'll get them up on the website.
Absolutely.
You can watch them in training. They both did really well. Both of them, actually, let me talk about that just a second.
Sure.
This last class, they were both off leash doing the obstacles with other dogs and listening. Woo-hoo!
Woo! Hey, I was their first obedience trainer. I am such a happy woman. Be proud of your dogs.
Oh, they were awesome.
Now, and you got to remember, guys, you know, these are cattle dogs. They are just wired for sound, especially Miss Surrey.
Who's still a lot of puppy.
Yes, but that's fabulous. Oh. And so, for one thing it tells me is you pick the right sport for your dogs. Mm-hmm. They're into it. They love it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not for a second do they not love it.
Right. They're enjoying it. And Surrey loves it both for the athletic piece and the mental stimulation. Sparky doesn't go quite so fast, but you can see the look in his eye changes as he starts to think. He loves the mental stimulation of it.
That's fabulous.
It's really amazing.
And, folks, if we can teach you one thing as we go on, you know, on and on and on here at Bark Radio, learn to watch your dogs. You can learn so much from focusing on their behavior, their physical behavior. Like Terry said, watch their eyes. Watch when they turn their heads. What are they doing? They can teach you an incredible amount, pretty much all you need to know about dogs you can learn from your dog, but most people don't pay attention.
You just have to be aware and observe. It's amazing. Sometimes I'll go out in the backyard to just watch them do their normal day-to-day activities, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's sort of like meditation. If you sit out there and it's quiet, just watch the dogs, it's like, oh, man, things start to click.
And I've been really blessed over the years. At one point when I was married, we had four labs. And at that time, we were living in the country, and I was self-employed. I got to watch those four labs interact every day. And that's where I learned so, so much about dogs.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. On to water bowls. So, anybody that has a large dog or an active dog knows they drink a lot of water. And what we were finding is with our two pooches that they were going through, we're going out there four or five times a day to fill a pretty good sized water bowl for them because they were just running through it. So I figured, well, there's, you know, in this day and age, there's got to be some sort of automated filling bowl. Mm-hmm. And so I started researching that, and I came up with a choice. It's not exactly what I wanted, but it's as close as I could find. Nobody seems to make exactly what I want.
So you're going to make one, right? You're going to invent the right
one. Oh, yeah. In my free time. In my free time. Well, technically, so let me explain the one I picked. I picked one. It's called a H2O Flow. It's an animal hydration system. So it's a large stainless steel bowl, and it's got a float device that's in. It's encased so the dog can't grab the float or anything, sort of like a toilet has. And Dee's laughing at me. So my dogs won't grab the float piece. It's actually screwed to the bowl. We'll post a picture up so you can see what it looks like. And I'll actually probably videotape the dogs and stuff mm-hmm. so you can see that. And then the garden hose hooks to it. So you get an RV quality garden hose. And that means they're safe for humans. If they're safe for humans, they're safe for dogs.
Cool.
And then you hook it up and it autofills. So it'll just keep going. The float drops, fills back up.
That's great, man.
And it's pretty cool. The drawback to it, because I didn't want plastic, didn't know
right.
what type of chemicals plastic might, you know, leach out of it.
Absolutely.
Sitting in the sun, etc. So it's a stainless steel bowl. The float piece is, however, plastic. But they do not make anything better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I would think you'd want is something that's either all stainless, which could be made. Thought about making one with like a copper toilet
mm-hmm.
bowl.
Right.
Right? Toilet bowl. It's the same mechanism, and I may swap some of the parts out as we evolve.
Cool.
or optical sensors. So
ooh.
I do electronic stuff or have in time. There's no reason that you can't have an optical sensor there. Now you'd have to plug it in or have it battery powered, or better yet, solar powered.
Solar powered would be perfect.
And then it would just sense and turn the water on and off.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be perfect. Nobody makes one that I could find, and I searched.
Well, maybe somebody will now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And we won't even charge them a patent.
That's right.
That.
That is brilliant.
So I think it's going to work out. We've got all the parts. Actually, today, after we get done recording, I may go out and hook this up and see how the dogs do with it. But I expect mine will be fine.
And then they're mine. Because, see, guys, I have Labrador Retrievers. And, you know, like, their middle name is Water Dog. And having had numerous labs drinking out of a variety of things, one of the pieces of this water bowl that my dogs would adore is that hose that connects. That would be a dog chew toy in a heartbeat. They would have that ripped off there and be gone. Then they'd be flipping the bowl in the air and just having a party with it. So for my dogs, I don't think it would work. What Terry doesn't know is the water bowl, in quotes, that my fur kids had when we lived in the country. Knowing that a water bucket, a huge water bowl, anything like that, they're just going to have a party in. They're going to dump the water. They're going to like try to swim in the water. It's just going to be a disaster. So what I found at our local southern states, which is what, a farm supply store.
Right.
Was actually made by Rubbermaid. It's a trough for like pigs or sheep, and it's this hard composite material, and it was big enough for a lab to lay down in and drink out of. And because of the material that it was made out of, they couldn't destroy it, they couldn't tip it over because it was too big, and it actually, except on extraordinarily hot days, seemed to not let the water get real, real warm if it happened to be in the sun. So that was my version of a water bowl for Labrador Retrievers.
It's more like a pond, isn't it?
What was we called it Cody's Spa. And she would literally get in it, lay down, all you'd see was her nose, get out, and Murph would be looking at her like, "You were just laying in my water bowl. What up?" But anyway, whatever works for your dog.
Well, yeah, I don't have to worry about that with these two. They may chew the hose, but they won't try to lay in it. All right. How about talking about cars?
Ooh, this is a cool one.
This is cool.
You just found this today, right?
Yeah, I just found this today.
Wow.
Honda has a Currently, it's a concept, but there's going to be a version of it released fall of 2009, is what the article said. And it's a version of the element that is dog-friendly.
Woohoo! It's about time.
And what... They've done some really cool stuff with it. We'll post pictures up for that, too. It's the back cargo area of the element has a dog pad in it. It comes with this oversized dog pad, fills the back seat, but it's form-fit for the back of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a pet restraining system, so it harnesses and belts and stuff that's specifically for that vehicle, for your dog. You fit them in that so they're wearing their seatbelt. It has a ramp that's built in that pulls out so the dogs can walk down. It's great for the
elderly.
I love
that piece. Yeah. I love that.
The dog ramp was really nice, too, and it just tucks under the vehicle. It's just gone.
It was really cool.
the second row seating has special dog covers on it. And we've all had dog hair in our vehicles, if you have a dog, anyway.
Yeah.
And this one's supposed to be pretty heavy-duty. They didn't show a picture of it, said it had some paw print stuff on it, you know, whatever.
Just the cutesy stuff, yeah.
Cutesy stuff. Comes with heavy rubber dog mats for the back seat mm-hmm. area as mm-hmm. well. And then it comes with a spill-resistant water bowl. I'm not sure if that's built in, if that's separate, or what
that
is.
I don't know what it is, but I like the sound of it.
Yeah, we want to look at it. And yeah. That's one thing that Dee and I talked about. Once these actually come out, we're going to go check it out.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to the dealership, get that on film.
Yep.
Get it up on the website and show you how it works with real dogs.
Yeah, we're going to take dogs in. And we actually have a pal who volunteered his four, count them, four Newfoundlands. If we can fit them in an element, I think we'll all go buy one.
So it sounds cool. I think it's really neat that finally the car companies are getting it, that dog people really have special needs. And
that we will buy their cars if they do the right thing. We don't know yet because we haven't seen one or tried one.
Right.
But if this thing is what it claims to be, it's a true dogmobile. And my vehicles always are anyway. And this
exactly.
would just make it easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot easier. You wouldn't have to buy all the parts separately,
right.
basically.
Right.
So I think it's cool. The pictures are really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Concept-wise, it's still a Honda Element on the outside, but it's got a dog label. I forgot what they called it. It was something like dogmobile with a dog.
Excellent, man.
But
yeah.
Inside is where they made the changes, and it seems like it's pretty production worthy. The only physical body change would be for the ramp.
That's awesome, man. So we will be hooking up local Honda dealer, yeah. And as soon as they arrive, we will be filming them and seeing if they truly are dog friendly.
We'll be out there. It'll be good or bad. We won't know.
It could be ugly,
it'll
too.
It'll be ugly, But anyway, I think that's all we got for today.
Hey, that's plenty, man. We covered a lot of territory. Y'all have a good one.
All right, we'll see you later.